Hello. It is Saturday, November 3rd, 2018. It's 10:43 p.m. Today did not go as well as planned. Possibly because there was never really a solid plan written down. And that's probably the reason. Because I got up at 7, right? Because I have been for the past few days, and it's been great to get up at 7. And I've been going to bed at like 11, so I will be going to bed soon, or trying to, because I feel pretty awake right now. I did also just have a snack, but I didn't eat until 2 p.m. So that means there's a 9-hour window. I've been trying to cut it down to 8, which for the most part I have been successful at, but today I allowed myself to have a cookie and a. Had a couple olives and then some hummus. A couple cookies, a couple olives, a couple crackers of hummus. So it is within 9-hour window, so that's okay. I'll just pack lunch tomorrow to work and then eat during lunch. Maybe I'll pack two lunches so I can, because I am covering for Mackenzie's shift tomorrow in the afternoon. Tomorrow, my plan for tomorrow, I'll state it out right now. Because I want to get things done tomorrow, because tomorrow's Sunday, and then before you know it's Monday, and then before you know it's Friday. And there's deadlines every week, and I miss many of those deadlines all the time. And I would like to not miss those deadlines. So, tomorrow's Sunday. The plan is to get up at 7, start laundry. Go out on campus, take some pictures. My fear, not my fear, what I'm worried about is that it'll be too early for the sun to be out, so I could postpone the pictures until before work at 12. Because I need some city pictures and some landscape pictures of the campus for the Prattler Bulletin. I think what I'll have to do is, or I could do some city pictures if I go out to the city, which I won't be going to Manhattan tomorrow, but maybe I'll be able to go somewhere else in Brooklyn in the morning before 12 to buy some butter coffee. Do laundry in the morning, 7 a.m. first thing. Maybe shower and then do laundry. I'm trying to shower more. Not more as in every day, but more than like maybe once every 2 days instead of once every 3 or 4 days. Because it doesn't feel good to like have greasy hair and stuff. Go to work at 12, 12 to 6, and then probably 6 to 8-ish. I'll have to ask Mackenzie if I can have those hours. During work tomorrow, I want to do some homework. I want to do work for PIC. And I want to do homework for junior research and for art history. Does that work? Freud? Maybe Freud? I don't want to be on the computer. I hate screens. Janie and I talked about screens tonight. So today, what I did was I got up at 7. Did my breathing exercise and fell right back asleep. Woke up again at noon, kind of wasted some time in my room, and then eventually got out. It wasn't a complete waste of time. I watched some videos that were educational. Then I did go out, and I went out for 3 hours, just right here, like right here to Kim's. Bought a burger, which shouldn't have bought. It was a lot of money, and I didn't spend the money on that meal, and then the meal wasn't even that good. But I was on the phone with my sister for 3 hours. It's good to talk to her, catch up with her. And then shortly after, I just came up to my room real quick, grabbed a couple things to get ready for the radio show I have on Saturdays. Best part about the radio show is just talking with Janie afterwards, which I recorded an hour of our conversation tonight. I think she was aware of it. I'm pretty sure she saw me start it because I did it right in front of her. And I did carry the recorder with us while we were walking to Key Food to get groceries. But I really love these meetings with her. It's nice to talk to someone super open and dedicated and has goals in mind. And now I'm here. I'll probably read some before bed. And then go to sleep. Get up at 7. Start laundry. Read some more. Finish laundry. Go out. Take some pictures. Buy butter coffee. Make it to work at 12. Have homework prepared. To do. Do homework. Do said homework. Feel on top of it. 6 o'clock comes, finish the homework I went to do. Move to the D lab. Start working on some photos. Some photo homework, some photos for Prattler, editing photos for Prattler, photos for my own thing. Aaron. Photos for Aaron, possibly. I should take my computer to work tomorrow, so that way, right after work, I can take my computer to the D lab. In which I can edit on the NEC monitor so I can have photos to deliver to Aaron. So when I deliver those to Aaron, because I love Aaron, Aaron's my friend, he's my brother. I feel bad for how late these are, but what can you do? Except for complete them. But yeah, I want to be prepared for this week at school. Oh, how am I forgetting? Gotta tomorrow during work. Primary thing to do is get my loan stuff in order so I can have school paid for by Friday. Yeah, I'll be doing that in the lab. First thing, noon, 1 p.m. Find out everything to find out. Do all of that. Call my mom. Get the information I need from her. She might be busy, so I might not be able to finish this until like the afternoon. She has church, and then she'll probably go to breakfast with someone, lunch, go to work. I don't know. I'll let her know that I'm doing it, so that way I could have everything, submit everything, and then maybe have school paid for by Friday. I wish I had a calculator. I have a phone calculator. Not the same. Wish I had a TI-83 calculator. I miss that calculator, but... Yeah, I need to pay for school so I can register for classes. I have PAC on Monday. Tuesday I have junior research, but I don't have anything actually due because we're doing a group critique of all the junior research classes this week and next week. So that way every class can see each other's work and we can get critique from different people and talk to each other. Wednesday, there's art history. Thursday, contemporary photography and Freud psychoanalysis. Freud and beyond psychoanalysis. Friday, digital monochrome. Thursday, there is a field trip for contemporary issues. Friday, there's a field trip for digital monochrome. Wednesday, there is final paper prompt due. Monday morning there's final paper prompt due for contemporary issues. A lot of things going on. Main thing I need to get handled is loan. Also, gotta read this book. I want to read this book for Josh. So he knows that I'm taking him seriously. Janie was amazed. A lot of things going on. It's also November. It's triple N. I'm trying to stay focused. This all, like, everything I talk about that isn't directly related to Pratt helps me stay focused here at Pratt. I love the school. I want to stay focused in school. I want to enjoy this education here. It's the one time in my lifetime I'll be here at Pratt. It's right now. So why would I waste that? That's such a prestigious school. Overlooking the Manhattan skyline right now. From my room here at Pratt. AC just turned on. Twin Willoughby Avenue. What a day. I think I'm going to call it there. Thanks for tuning in. Catch you tomorrow when I will have completed most or all of these things by the time I record this. What I'm doing now is recording these on my recorder instead of my phone, so I can just bypass the phone. Also, so I can record earlier in the day, so I'm not tired when I do all these. Because usually I do these at the end of the day, like right now, to reflect on the day. But I think it's going to be useful to have these on hand. Also, I can hear myself talking right now. I have my headphones plugged in, so I can hear the quality. I'm pretty sure it sounds way better. I can hear, like, if I'm talking on the left side, or if I'm talking on the right side, or if I'm talking evenly. I'm talking evenly right now. So thanks. I wonder who listens to these. If you have any questions ever, you can submit them through Anchor. I can receive voice messages. That'd be cool if there are any questions, if anyone actually actively listens to these things and is wondering what's going on. But yeah, today is day 69 of, how many episodes do we have? Yeah, today is episode 69. Thanks for tuning in. Catch you tomorrow on episode 70 on November 4th. Best month of the year. Great. Good night.